Superman's Journal, Final Entry. I'm dying.
My turn.
My cells are breaking down. I'm running out of time.
Welcome to the new world. Lay down your weapons and you won't be hurt.
Yeah, I can.
I know what you can't wait for is that All-Star Superman.
I can, because you know what? This movie put me to sleep 3 times. And I'm not joking. This shit knocked me out 3 fucking times trying to watch this.
Well, people, welcome to Spoiling at the Movies. I'm your spoiling host with the most phenomenal one.
I'm the host of that fire in his chest and electricity right through his veins, Cody.
And I'm just fucking Wayne. I haven't got any of that bullshit in me at all. I'm just
yeah, you do, motherfucking Aussie asshole.
The Aussie asshole says, fuck him. Says, fuck him a lot.
Superman.
Everybody got a little all-star in him.
Yeah, I'm
just gotta bring it out.
Yeah. Superman's a fucking dick. This just reminds me why I fucking hate Superman constantly. Fucking pussy.
Actually, I was gonna say, this movie is the reason why I don't like Superman.
When you hear about this, supposedly this is one of the greatest Superman stories of all time, written by Grant Morrison. I never read the comic book. Have any of us read the comic book? No.
Fuck no. Yes. Do I look like someone who reads? Come
on. All right.
Well, no, you do like a Nazi motherfucker.
All right, I'm all for a good Superman story. No, they're few and far between. So I was like, I heard about this. I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'll check it out. I saw it like what, 2-3 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, you said it wasn't that bad.
No, I said I fell asleep when the first time I saw it.
I can relate to you, Cody.
I ripped that shit on my phone. Like, yeah, let me check this shit out. And I fell asleep on that shit. I was like, damn, this is boring as fuck.
Thank you.
I have this movie on Blu-ray.
You sad motherfucker.
This movie came out at a time where I literally didn't check reviews and look at trailers. If it was a DC animated film, I would just automatically buy it.
I used to make that mistake.
Nowadays, I don't do that much now. when I see a new DC, because I know they got a lot of Batman stuff coming out next year. One with the whole Batman family and shit like that.
Mm.
Could be cool.
It could be
cool, but track record with DC family films, it's like, I probably would stream that shit first before I buy that. So.
But, I used to make that same mistake, man. I used to always buy anything DC.
I literally used to buy every DC animated film that came out. I didn't care what it was. It could be a character I didn't even care. Superman. I bought Superman Unbound, All-Star Superman.
Doomsday.
Doomsday. And I watched some. And, you know, I got the All-Star Superman. Everybody said this is one of the best DC animated films come out. One of the best Superman stories. And I watched it. And I was just like, there's some pretentious-ass, boring shit right here is what it is, to be honest.
Superman 6.
The movie is like the book, too. That book must be shit.
I don't want to be anywhere near that fucking book. That's the case.
It's just, I'm sorry, Superman being sick is not fucking interesting. It is not. I don't care if he's sick. I don't care if he's dying.
I thought it was just about him and Lois flying around the fucking city.
That's basically all it was.
I mean, I'm trying to think of a plot. I was trying to stall time to think of a plot synopsis.
Yeah. Give us a plot synopsis, P1, because I fell asleep through most of this. So come on.
That's what you got when you pick these movies. You got to think about plots now. Now, I guess Superman takes a trip to the sun, and these astronauts, one of them turns into a monster out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where the fuck that came from. Where did that come from, Coach?
I don't know if that's some detail they left out from the comic book. I don't know.
Look like shit.
So
apparently he gets poisoned by the sun. And Luthor planned this? I mean, that was kind of weak to me. I was just like, wow, now I came up with that? And it was just like, wait a minute, how many times Superman's been to the sun? Now all of a sudden, this is the time he gets poisoned by it? I was like, okay, whatever. So he gets poisoned, and he only has a certain few days left to live, so he decides to tell Lois that he's Clark Kent, and her ignorant ass just like, wow, I can't believe it. It's like, really? Because when he took the glasses off, like, literally, people, there literally is a scene in the movie. He just takes the glasses off, and Lois turns around, and she goes, drops her bag, and I'm just like, come on, y'all. I mean, I'm trying to, like, I can let some shit go in superhero films and stuff like that, but taking the glasses off, I'm like, I got glasses on right now, people. Cody.
Different.
I just took them off, Wayne. Look staring right
completely different.
Fuck. It's
different. It's completely different, dude. It's like a complete 180. It's wild.
I've always said the only person to have a worse disguise than Superman is He-Man, who doesn't even fucking try to change who he looks like. At least
he does have a nice outfit. I mean, he doesn't disguise her. It's like I would never think that guy would ever wear something like that. So
yeah, true. Yeah, true. He gets a bit of a tan, and that's about it. Or his fucking Clark Kent puts some glasses on. That's it.
So, and the thing about this scene, though, is like, he doesn't do nothing with the hair, there's nothing about the tan, he just takes the glasses off, and she looks at him going, oh, I knew it, it's just like...
Yeah, sure, bitch.
Yeah, you're ignorant, bitch. And then, you know, she had a rip-off costume of Captain Marvel from Marvel, but,
okay, that's where I fell asleep. I woke up, and all of a sudden, she had power. I'm like, what the fuck did I miss?
Yeah, Lex Luthor somehow knew that Superman created this power, because he somehow... I was going to say brainwashed, but he corrupted one of Superman's robots.
Right.
How the fuck did he do that, by the way?
I don't know. Cool.
How the fuck did he know the Fortress of Solitude to corrupt one of his robots?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, do we have to read the comic book to know the left out details from this fucking movie?
I guess.
Because there's a lot of shit like that in this film. I was like questioning. Like, what? How does that work out?
I knew that you would create a serum for those, like, and then Superman saying, I knew you would corrupt one of my robots. I kind of figured that out when he malfunctioned. I was just like, I'm missing a lot of details here that's going on. It seems like I'm just making up shit robots. That goes wrong. How the fuck he even knew you had robots? These robots never leave this place, so it's like shit. So he tells Lois about he's Superman. He takes him to the Foresight. He gives her a serum where she has power so she can live in the footsteps of Superman for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Now I really think about it, what was Lex in game then? If he can only have those power for 24 hours, how is he going to rule the nation with only 24 hours? And
I'm assuming his end game was just to get a Superman. That's
because I remember he was talking about he was going to be at the president's White House and stuff like that. It's just like, you realize after that 24 hours, they're going to come getting your ass now, right? They'll send tanks into your ass and shit. They're going to be like, yeah, you come here now. You're arrested now.
Yeah.
But then two characters show up. And they stole something from another dealer, and now Superman has to answer a question to save Lois Lane. And then it gets into Lex Luthor being the most egotistical, cocky motherfucker in jail. Matter of fact, was that jail he was in? Because they let this nigga build robots and shit like that in jail. I was like, he has a lot of free space in jail.
Because I know when celebrities go to jail, they have like their own little private quarters, if you will. Yeah. But shit like that.
He literally had a robot floating over him with two guards on him as he was building another one. I was just like, I'm with Cody. I know celebrities get a little bit of a push to, mm-hmm. to do what they want sometimes in jail, but building shit that could possibly kill motherfuckers and help him escape.
Exactly.
The fact to the point where he's an underground lair where he can walk down a stairway and have his niece pick him up in a riverboat that takes him out of jail.
You know, his motherfucker has connections to the mob or, you know, has control over, you know, the police unit of the city. So I'm wondering, how the fuck does that work exactly?
How the fuck did he get that?
Oh, thank God I missed all this shit.
Okay. So... and then I guess Lex and Sup have one last battle before Lex realizes, I don't want to fight you. I can see.
Don't say that shit. I don't want to fight you. I don't want to bite you. Like fucking P. Diddy, whatever the fuck it is.
I want to bite you. I want to fight you. Damn if nobody likes you. Me and Cody about to take a shot real quick.
Yeah.
I had a whiskey shot or something. You know, Wayne, but that's a synopsis right there. I mean,
yeah, that's basically
I must have literally dozed through half of that shit. Because, I didn't see half of that.
Oh, okay. Well, damn, I didn't see the shit neither. Right? Yeah.
From what I did see, it was literally so fucking uninteresting. It was literally Superman flying around with Lois, and all of a sudden... Lois had power, and I'm like, where the fuck this happened? Did I miss something? I didn't even know I fell asleep.
It's very coincidental.
Yeah.
I think the best thing the movie has going for it is Lex's personality. He's just over the top of the biggest dick in the world, where he just literally doesn't give a fuck about nothing. But I think the problem with that, too, is his confidence. It's like, his confidence of being in jail just already leads you to like, oh, he's got power in this. But like Cody said, we don't see any of this shit. So it's like, how the fuck does he have this stairway that just leads him to like an underground railroad tunnel with Harriet Tubman and shit like that? I mean, this shit. I was looking at this one. I was just like, this is well too planned out for me. I was like, I can't go along with it. And Superman, my God. Are you spying on me, Smallville? No, Lois, I have more respect than that. I was like, this nigga can't get me fucking cornier right now. Why the fuck is she taking a shower, Bobby?
Thank you! What did you
want to do? Why are we watching? I was bouncing. I heard Cody say something, but I was literally bouncing. Is this worse than Man of Steel? And I think that a part of it kind of is because it's like, this has no fucking point to why it was even made.
Yeah.
I find the end game. Why was this made into a movie?
Like I said, I really, really want to read that fucking comic book. I'm just curious.
What?
Like, this. No, go ahead, Wayne.
I said, why did Superman have a giant boat in the middle of the fucking bloody Fortress of Solitude?
Why does he bring Lois in her car?
Yeah, thank you! and then tell each robot to fix it up. It's like, what the fuck are they going to fix? They have no idea what the hell this thing is.
Why would he bring the car out here? She can't drive the motherfucker out here. Why would he bring it?
Thank you.
Why would he bring it?
Superman's a moron.
Why? Why? I'm going to steal Cody here, man. Tell me why, goddammit. You probably read more DC than anybody. What I'm talking about.
No, I do not.
Okay, you
know this. I don't read Batman shit. That's about it.
Well, Wayne is a DC guy. Shit, tell us Wayne shit.
Look. I am more of a Batman guy. This is why I hate Superman. He does
the most. You want to be my DC guy? You
motherfuckers
over here.
DC guy. I've never been a Superman fan. All right, Superman's a fuckwit. He's always been a fuckwit, and this shows why he's a fuckwit. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Him flying Lois in the car, putting it down, telling these robots fix the fucking car while I'm going to make out and stand with my back turned while she has a shower.
People, we literally watch scenes of her taking showers and them having dinner together. Who the fuck wants to watch that in a Superman anime film?
It's like the first Superman film where he's flying around the city with Lois and shit.
Oh yeah, I thought you were going to say Richard Pryor.
Oh yeah, that too.
Yeah, they need Richard Pryor to come into this as an animated form.
And then we get some weird ass scenes where she loses her mind and tries to attack Superman with this gun where he says could practically kill him, and he's like, huh, barely phases me. All right, I was looking at him like, the trip to the sun's made my powers grow exponentially.
Yeah, but why? They never explained that.
I was like, that makes no goddamn sense now. That makes no sense at all going on here. I mean, I can let some shot slide with a fucking comic book film, whatever and stuff, but people talk about how amazing this shit is. He was talking about. Sorry, I had to look at my phone. I heard something go out. I was like, texting me right now. But I see this shit and was just like, this is some pretentious ass shit right here. And then who was these two gay ass characters that came in and was trying to fight for Lois's love and shit? Like, I was like,
why was Jimmy Olsen dressed up in drag at the start of it too? And no explanation to why. Right. I assume that was Jimmy Olsen.
That was Gene Olsen.
Oh, fuck.
That's what that was. That's where Man of Steel got his inspiration to have Jimmy Olsen.
Fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah, they did turn him into a woman.
Should have got Billy Brooks. Oh, wait, his brother. Brooks. Yeah, for Supergirl. He was Jimmy Olsen in that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
That show was fucking awful.
That's terrible.
Haven't they canceled that shit yet? Aren't they canceling that shit, Supergirl?
There is a poll on Google Plus saying how many people want this replaced with Jessica Jones, right? That poll had 38,000 votes.
Why would you even why would you even ask that?
I heard she was terrible.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm some 5 feet near that shit.
That was one of the things I don't like about Superman's character personally. It's just, everything just seems to be one big-ass coincidence with him.
You say that every time, and you are right. You say that every time we do anything to do with Superman, and every time you bring it up, you're fucking correct.
Because every time we review something on Superman, it just seems like a bit. I think, what did he say about out of nowhere, yeah, two other Kryptonians come in the film and shit like that. He's just like, where the fuck did this come from? And then they get weak in the middle of the film because he's like, oh, you're traveling through space. You ran through the kryptonite that runs you. But I was like, so kryptonite is just floating around space now. It's just floating around. I was like, wow.
And you just happen to run into it on your way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, even though Krypton was nowhere near Earth, these two guys decided to come to Earth.
Well, the universe is a small place after all, P1.
And they realized that, wow, Earth gave us such great powers and stuff like that. It's just like, man, the reason why man still pissed me off too, because it's just like, Zod, if you were trained for this, like as he claimed he was or whatever, why the fuck didn't any of y'all move to Earth then if y'all knew it was going to give you this power then? If you knew you could get this power then, why didn't you just enslave humanity from the get-go before Superman was even born and say we wanted this power? Because you had no powers on Krypton. No. You were just regular people. Regular people. So, Superman pisses me off in so many fucking ways. It's not even possible. I was telling Cody before we recorded, I was like, man, you tell Superman doesn't have any great stories of people, and they get offensive about this shit. And All-Star Superman is one of the ones they bring up, but watching the movie, I'm just like...
No,
I didn't make it all the way through the book. Like I said, I glanced at the shit.
Superman's greatest story is because he came part of a Batman story called Dark Knight. That's it.
That's what I was about to say. His greatest moments are with Batman. Batman yeah. alone. That's it.
I think that's not good at all.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think the new movie's going to kind of do that justice. Yeah,
because even that one anime film, was it Public Enemies? It wasn't great, yeah. But it was fun.
Oh, yeah, especially when him and Batman were taking all the films together. Oh, yeah.
And I love their banter together. That's like the only time I even remotely like Superman.
It's one of those things where you have no choice but to like when those two are on screen, because this is like the Captain America Iron Man thing, whatever. It's like you have no choice but to like this because they have a lot of history together.
Yes.
Whether you've read them, know them, whatever, everybody knows Superman and Batman, whatever. So when you see them together, you're just like, you expect a certain higher grade of level between the two.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Rather you don't like Batman or rather you don't like Superman, but it's something about when you see those two characters come together. It's the yin and yang.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that.
Yes.
So when you see them on screen for the first time, it's something magical, it's beautiful, it's amazing, something like that.
You hope so.
Yeah.
All that, but when we watched it, I was like, oh, this movie ain't that great at all. And then at Dawn of Justice, really? Was selling me neither. So I was just like, well... And I kind of went Wayne's father, actually, where he says, I don't know if these two characters really exist together on screen.
he's always, even last night, we're watching the Force Awakens trailer comes on for fucking that shit. He's like, I just don't get it. Why the fuck are they fighting? I don't get it.
You know,
it's maybe pointless.
When I see the movie, I understand. But, you know, the books makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
When you read it. Even the Dark Knight Return, when we review that?
Yeah, we did.
Review that. It makes a lot of sense. It's something about it when it comes realistically together. It's just like you couldn't have two different ideologies breaking out. I look at it as like I look at the Jungle Book trailer or whatever. It's just like a human being living on real life animals that or the Tarzan one.
Sorry,
that gorilla is gonna fuck that dude up. I mean that trailer shot looked cool. Him jumping at that gorilla shit, but I'm like real life. That gorilla going to throw your ass across the ant like that.
If you didn't learn anything from Revenant with fighting a bear, that shit ain't fucking happening. I'm telling you.
Oh.
And the gorilla is just as fucking big.
I love it because he grabs that gun and the Revenant or whatever shit, and he shoots that bear in the face. That pissed that bear off more. I said, that bullet didn't do nothing to that bear. That bear was just... the instincts of that animal kicked in. It was like, I know, you try to shoot my kids, I gotta fuck you up now, whatever. So, and you know, watching a Batman Superman guy, it's like, will that work live action?
No.
And it's just. It is.
I'm going straight and saying no.
I gotta jump on your dad's bandwagon, man. It's like, it's so two different worlds. It takes a lot more work to put this together than. We can make money off of or whatever, stuff like that. It's a lot different than Captain America and Iron Man because those worlds are almost in similar universes where Batman and Superman is just so fucking different. I mean, I just can't see the two characters blending in together, but All-Star Superman ain't making it any better because they make me hate this character more. I think I probably hate this more than Man of Steel, to be honest.
Really?
I think I'm getting that level. This movie kind of pisses me off, though. They're both on equal levels right now, but I think the further more we're going to probably talk about this, probably going to piss me off even more. What do you think of the voice work?
It got the job done.
Like every DC film, the voice work is the best thing of it.
Like they never had bad voice. Never cast bad actors.
No.
Most of the time. I can't think of any time they actually had like a bad voice actor. I'm sure there's something in there.
Did those robots not remind y'all of something? Certain little robot in a film we reviewed.
Oh, yes.
Where the robot might have stole the movie.
I don't know.
Thank you, Batman.
What was that motherfucker's name again?
Yeah.
The design kind of looked the same a little.
Yeah, it did.
I was like, oh god. They get this from All-Star Superman, and I was like, I hate these fucking robots. These robots literally have like two scenes in the movie, and I was like, I hate these robots. I don't know what it is about the DC universe and robots, but I hate them. Except for Tornado. It's fine. I haven't seen him live action, so never mind. Let me shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you have actually. Oh, yeah, I guess you haven't seen that Supergirl episode.
I was about to say, I do remember that now. I remember
photos of that, yeah. That shit looked terrible.
Like a fucking soup Campbell soup can.
Like Vision.
God, I didn't know who that was until they said Red Tornado.
Yeah, he looked like Vision Light.
You know, we talk about how Vision looks so cinematic and stuff like that. You look at Red Tornado and the Supergirl, he's just like, that nigga should have stayed in the pages.
I don't know what the fuck I think with that shit, but...
Wayne, what was your favorite part of the film, though?
Is there actually a favorite part you could pick?
Not really. I know they had John DiMaggio in here as Samson. The voice of one of those fucking characters.
Yeah.
What, the baseball player? What, DiMaggio? Who?
John DiMaggio. He was in...
He was the Joker.
Yeah, he was the Joker.
In Red Hood.
Oh, God. What was he doing this shit?
You know how DC animated is? They keep the same actors.
Mm-hmm. Keep them family.
I thought his fucking part was useless as shit. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah. He did. Oh, well, what the hell was he in this shit for? Because he's actually fucking talented.
Let's arm wrestle Superman for Lois' love.
Dude, John DiMaggio does everything. Wayne, I don't know if you ever played Gears of War.
Oh, yeah.
I know of it, obviously.
Marcus, he plays a character named Marcus. He's the most useless fucking character of all time. Like, that dude has like one fucking tone. He is terrible. Your Lord is fun as hell, but
he's awful.
Yeah, John DiMaggio. He's like Samuel Jackson. He does any fucking thing as far as voice work goes.
Mm-hmm. He really is.
So,
but honestly, to pick something good from this, I honestly don't know where to fucking go. I mean, honestly, the best parts were the stupid bits, like fucking flowing Lois Lane's car to the fucking middle of the Fortress of Solitude. Because that still, the moment you brought that up, I'm honestly trying to break it down to why did he do that? Why not just fly her there? I don't know.
Yeah, because the scene you see before that was him showing his identity, and
yeah. He
has his costume on, yep. And she's at her door. Yeah. So he deliberately, there's a scene, the deleted scene missing, where he literally walked her to her car and said, get into it, I'm going to carry you off. And another thing, too, why doesn't nobody find this shocking that Lois Lane is hanging out with Superman?
Yeah, even though she hangs out with Clark Kent a lot, too.
But the thing is, you think that, like, all these cameras at the end of the movie, you think, like, people would ask you, whoa, you making out with Superman,
yeah.
Do you know his identity then, or something like that? Like, you think they would be, like, hounding Lois Lane, like, oh, what are you with Superman doing and stuff like that? Because let's just say, this movie's a one-off. Mm-hmm. Obviously it's a one-off, but we don't know anything about Superman, we don't know anything about that, but as far as these two characters go, we don't know the history of Superman and Lois Lane. But the fact that Lois Lane could just travel around with Superman in broad daylight and hang out, nobody like hounds her ass on about who's Superman, where is he, can he get my autograph, you know, shit like that or whatever, stuff like that. It's just like, she lives a normal life. And the fact that motherfuckers like John DiMaggio and all them know who she is, even in costume, it's like, how the fuck could y'all not know who this is then? Right here?
Seriously, like, you think nobody finds this shit suspicious? This dude, Clark Kent, she hangs out with the Daily Planet. Looks a lot like fucking Superman.
But no one realizes this.
And she's hanging out with the actual Superman. Like, huh.
And fucking Jimmy Olsen has a watch that signals him.
Oh,
what kind of corny ass shit is that? It's like the cheapest version of the bat signal.
Yeah, I was going to say, cheap bat signal.
I get this is superhero comic books and shit. It's silly. But come on, man. It's fucking disguise.
The thing about silliness... all the comic books are
sick. Yeah, of course. Every fucking comic book.
Batman,
yeah, all that shit.
In their own way or whatever. Yes. Shit. But, like, we bring up a watch thing. Even with Batman, I gotta let that go. Like, I don't understand that with Batman, his slit, it didn't bother me at all. With Superman, it just like...
There's levels to this shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superman's levels of... just, it ends up to a whole other fucking level. And then, the funny thing is, two Kryptonians, who he has know nothing about or anything like that. We don't know, how the fuck did they survive, by the way? Anyway, this shit annoys me now. All these Kryptonians just come out of nowhere and stuff, but how the fuck did they know he was Clark Kent? They showed up at this fucking newspaper stand and just say, oh, here he is, and stuff like that. And then they thought that fat dude was Superman.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that was, but that character. But they just say, oh, look at him. And he was trying to fight them and shit like that. I was just like, okay, we're already dropped into the Superman world where fucking people like Apocalypse, a robot with fucking kryptonite in his chest and stuff like that lives, Brainiac and stuff like that. And you, I don't give a fuck how fat you are literally throwing your arm at two people that are literally flying at a 60-foot skyscraper building right now, and you gonna talk shit to them?
Yeah.
Wow. And then the prison break. I had a question for y'all because I'm off of my D. I haven't read DC in about 3 years, and I'm pretty sure you guys haven't either. But I'm assuming you guys know more than me.
It's good toilet paper. That's about it.
Was that supposed to be Parasite in that prison?
I think it was.
Oh fuck!
When the fuck did he start looking like that? He looked like some goddamn ghoul from Ghostbusters or something like that. When did Parasite start looking like that shit that we saw in this movie? I was like, I thought he was like a human being type deal or whatever. So he's even in the Superman anime show where even the Justice League where he just got like white stripes and shit like that around. He's just a dude or whatever and stuff. But in here, he's like some fucking ghost or ghoul creature looking like motherfucking. I was like, look at him. And I heard them say the name Parasite. That was Lee. I was like, that must be a different Parasite. I was like, that can't be the Parasite I know.
I don't know. It had something to do with the design team. He had a new look.
Well, DC do that all the time, though. DC always...
Yeah, they do. That's
the fucking 52s. They change them all the time.
He looked like... Y'all remember that in the Super Nintendo game, Ghosts and Ghouls? That's what the fuck he looked like. One of them creatures.
You know what he looked like? He looked like an overgrown Grimace.
He looked like them little ghosts from Pac-Man. Fucking Grimace. Motherfucker was chasing Superman for a hamburger and shit like that. He thought he was Ronald McDonald. That's what and the shit that Superman does in front of, or Clark Kent does in front of Lex, is like, Lex, come on, man. You can't tell. You're probably the smartest man in the Superman universe. You can't tell. He literally just stomped his ground. That shit echoed. He couldn't tell. He's like, hey, man, how the fuck did you do it? And then Lex, I laughed at this part. He was just kicking Parasite in the face and shit like that. I was just like, damn, this nigga's a dick. Yeah, you come after me, huh? Yeah, you come after me. Or he's like, you ain't shit. We started punching him and shit like that. I was like, couldn't Parasite just absorb that?
Yeah, usually.
Don't ask for logic in these films, remember? They make no fucking sense and they never will.
I think that this was probably the worst DC film I saw before we started getting the new stuff after Bruce Timm left. It was the worst one I saw before, like, you know, I think War was the first one. Justice League War was the one that kicked off the whole new ones we got nowadays and shit like that. But before War, I thought this was one of the worst ones I saw. But then I looked online and people loved the fuck out of this one.
Yeah, it's got good ratings everywhere.
I thought I was the only one that hated it. I remember even CJ liking it when he said something
about it. Oh, he'll like any ignorant shit.
That's why I wanted to see it at first, because I heard all the rave about it, especially the comic book, and they're making a movie. Definitely, I'll check it out. Fuck it.
I didn't find anything like it. Damn, it's long, long, too. My God, there's nothing going on. They go to some underworld fire pit with these two motherfuckers, John DiMaggio's character shit, and I don't know, this character shows up, you stole my battle axe or whatever, and it's just like, who the fuck is that now? I time traveled to this world to receive my thing. I will hold this woman hostage unless you can answer a question that's in a newspaper that he showed you earlier. What happens when an immovable force... Okay, I was like, what?
I'm a joke now.
Turn the riddle.
Fucking question is that? Are you serious, dude? You've traveled to the future and past and beyond or whatever, and that's what you ask me? Yeah. What was the point of that, though? Like, and then he answers the question correctly. He's like, oh, Lois is free. I'll go away then. Bye. Everything in this movie was like, what's the point of this? Every scene that popped up was a point. Every moment was a point. I mean, it ended with what the point. I thought the ending was bullshit. I'm not gonna lie. I fucking hated the ending.
Okay, I can admit I didn't see the ending because I was asleep. And I woke up at the credits, so I actually did see. I didn't know what how this shit ended. And do I care? Not really.
No, you know.
So if I don't care, that shows you the movie's fucking bad. I'm sorry.
Lois Lane is feeding some fucking bird talking about Superman didn't die. He's up there fixing the sun.
At what? Fixing the sun? Well, like a handyman.
I think that death of Superman, that really fucked up a lot of shit in comic history.
Yeah, like, he should have stayed dead. That's right.
Well, the thing was, Lex trusted some big-ass giant eyeball, and the eyeball tricked him and poisoned the sun. So they all were going to die. And then when Lex slowly loses his powers, he starts to see that, you know, this is one big misunderstanding in a way. And just like...
I like the way you just explained it there. A giant eyeball tricks Lex Luthor into poisoning the sun. You explain that to fucking DC and make a movie of that shit.
It's fucking retarded, because how the fuck did Lex Luthor get in contact with this goddamn eye?
He kept his eye open for it.
This fucking thing is in space and he's in fucking jail.
Yep.
Did the pops not watch what the fuck? I gotta take a piss.
Well, he wanted to evacuate the premises.
I was just saying, that is a first. P1 walking away.
Wow, that is actually a first. Holy shit.
Okay, we've done it on a fire right up, but that's a bit different. We took it in turns having a piss, but this is a review.
Wow, he never done this for over a movie. Holy shit. You walked out on a review.
Well, that's really Victor All Stars. I guess that's his rating. It's a pisser.
It's a walk out and take a piss. Holy shit, that's a first.
The sad part is I can still hear him. He's still going on. Honestly, this movie put me to sleep 3 times. I don't know how it ended.
3 times.
I woke up in the middle of that fucking lava world bullshit underground talking to a bunch of lizards. You know, wait, okay, I don't know how this happened. Saw Lois Lane had power. No idea how that happened.
Yeah, like I was saying before, like the first time I fucking saw it, I fell asleep. I was on my bed. I didn't have shit to do that day. I was in my bed. I ran into my phone. I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta check it out.
But even like that, I would fall asleep for maybe a minute or two. At least that's the way it felt. But then so much plot shit had happened. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
I fell asleep like over a third of the fucking movie. I was like, oh shit, what the hell happened?
But did you care?
No, I didn't care. I rewatched it a few days ago, and I was like, oh shit. This is why I fell asleep.
Yes, yeah, it's just, oh. It's one. And I've never. I've every time I've done one of these films, I've always stayed awake. This one put me to sleep. No, I literally have no idea what the fuck I missed.
Yeah, and that's the bad part, because there's worse DC films in this fucking movie.
God,
or animated films, but none of them put me to sleep. None of them.
Yeah.
Also, you should watch this all the time before you go to bed. Yeah.
Perfect.
You should watch this and have a glass of wine. You'll sleep.
I'd rather have a lullaby.
You wake up refreshed as hell. You're like, oh. What was I watching last night? Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm back now. I said, fuck this movie. It's not even worth me holding this. I'm just fucking go ahead and take it. Oh, wow. This movie is fucking awful. The more I think about it now, the more I fucking think about it. There literally was no fucking point to make this goddamn film.
Well, we've talked about all negative. Was there any positives at all?
Voice acting. That's
voice acting. That's usual.
That's getting to a point now where it's like, is that even a really...
Yeah, that's a given.
Even the animation. It looked pretty fucking cheap, to be honest, compared to what the DC are capable of. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't one of the outstanding ones.
Yeah,
I think the animation with the DC films is just like the voice acting. You really give a fuck at this point now.
give me stick figures, but a good story, that's all I want.
Yeah, I mean, look at these voice actors now. I'm just like, what, Perry White was in this film? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, he was in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I do remember. He was talking shit to Lex Luthor at the end. I love it because Lex Luthor found the time to change outfits and shit like that. He's going to put this green and purple on real quick. You know, I got to let people know.
Of course.
And I'm going to rule the White House, and I have these powers for the next 24 hours. You shouldn't probably say that out loud.
Yeah, true.
Dumbass.
It was the most anticlimactic fucking ending I've ever seen, too. I was just like, really? Well, at least how in this fight.
Well, at least Lex isn't walking around going, "Boys, boys! Oh, Clark Kent meets the ultimate Batman." Oh, fuck off!
Yeah, it's kind of like the opposite of that.
Yeah,
not in a good way, though.
No. Too far the opposite.
He's kind of imagine Lex Luthor on cocaine. That's what this movie like.
Boys,
that's what this Lex Luthor is like. He's just like so. I don't know. I don't see this Lex Luthor as a thinking man. I see him more of a fucking.
He's a nut.
He's a fucking John Rambo diehard character or something like this. Jumps into the fucking action shit like that. He doesn't think. Yeah, like he's a fucking nut. He's a nut. Nothing to.
There's nothing nuanced about him. There's nothing, you know, intelligent or elegant like the Lex Luthor we know and love.
Kind of fucking psychotic, actually.
Yeah, and that's a part of his character, but you don't go balls. Well, with no it. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. So
in other words, you loved him.
Hell no. hell to the fucking no, I didn't love this. Yeah, I'm still waiting for a good Superman film, to be honest.
Same here.
Man, this is a good one. You ain't seen it, alright.
I like Superman 2. That's about it.
I haven't seen those movies in a while, so I can't
comment. I don't give a fuck.
Superman 3, though? Oh, fucking genius, that movie. Richard
Superman 4 was a genius. Superman 3 was a classic.
Richard Pryor and the Atari 28,000, whatever the fuck it was. So, two Supermans fighting each other, one drunk. I like that part of it. Drunk Superman was kind of cool.
Radioactive Man.
Oh, yeah, fantastic villain.
No,
why the fuck would you make a movie with him? And then make him the main villain.
Man.
Well, goddamn well, y'all ain't had no money for this shit. Oh, it look like shit anyway. Yeah, come on, Wayne. Give me something positive to say about this movie. At least.
Positive? It put me to sleep 3 times. Wait. I got a good sleep out of it, yeah. And that's the Cody. Every time I woke up, there was like some massive... It felt like I was asleep for maybe 2 minutes, but some massive plot detail had happened that I missed. You know, Lois
had... says it has voice work for Parasite. That nigga didn't say shit. It's like, what the fuck? That nigga just moaned and made noises and shit like that. Like,
that counts as voice. That's voice work, groaning and...
I like that. His character is like in the fucking top 10 list of actors. It's like, what? I don't know. I found this movie some bullshit. I hate every bit of them. I didn't like not one single thing. voice work is whatever. It's like, in all DC, they're good. I mean... Or whatever. I mean, because, you know, voice work, you can't go wrong with voice work. I mean, how many times you heard a voice work, you're just like, oh, that sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I can't make any defense against it because I fucking fell asleep 3 times. So I can't say, oh, it was a good movie. Because, as I said, nothing has ever bored me to sleep before doing one of these reviews. And this did. And
funny thing is, the movie was only 1 hour and 10 minutes long.
Yeah, and I got about 1 hour and 9 minutes sleep. So it was perfect.
Oh, so you only watched a minute of it.
Okay,
awesome.
Yeah, but literally, I woke up, and there was every time Lois had power, I'm like, well, okay, what the fuck did I just miss? And I looked at the time. I only missed, like, 2 minutes. I could track back. Fell asleep there underground talking to a bunch of lizards. What the fuck? I'm like, okay, track back. Only a couple of minutes. I was like, every time, there was some fucking massive plot. It seemed like they just jammed everything in and rushed the fucking shit out of it.
How the fuck did Superman make a serum to give people powers?
Why would he do that?
That's a better fucking question.
Ah, man.
I love it because, like, this pissed me off too. You're a liar. You didn't tell me you were Clark Kent or whatever, stuff like that. And they have this big outburst of anger. And it's just like, oh my fucking God. I feel like I'm really watching a live action film here. It's just like, how can I trust you when you lied to me about such a thing or whatever? And it's just like, I like that. His reason why I keep my, all superheroes, I keep my identity a secret because I don't want the people I love to get hurt. Mm. But yet he gives her powers and puts her in the front line of danger.
And flies her car, which she could have easily fallen out of. Okay.
Yet, but he takes her to places where fucking underground lizards are, a Time Lord, two, what do you call these heroes or villains, whatever the fuck you call them, two people are trying to fight for her. Takes her to he puts her in danger nonstop or whatever and shit. So what was the fucking point then?
It's Superman. He has no point. He's a fuckwit. That's all he needs to know.
Did you guys not see, too, when Perry White was like, if Clark is any minutes late or whatever, he'll be fired. And then he saves those two kids in the street. And instead of just flying the kids off set, he just knocks that fucking car out of the way.
Yeah.
I was like, what a fucking dick move, dude.
Yeah.
Have you noticed he does that in every DC movie?
There's always that one moment or multiple moments.
Because he did that in Dark Knight Returns, too, where the blind man fell into the train track. And instead of just picking the blind man up, he pushes the train and gives that dude whiplash and shit like that. I was just like, where the fuck did that car go? Did he just push it? Because he just slammed that motherfucker over there. I was like, everybody in that bus is dead now. And he literally could just flown the two kids. Every DC animated film, when Superman's in it, he does that shit. It's like a suspense builder to show you that, oh, Superman's in it. It's like, ain't no suspense builder.
What the fuck?
And then this motherfucker, his powers got so enhanced that he was able to create an aura around him to fly a spaceship. That green aura. Where he's sitting on the screen, I was like, where the fuck did that come?
Hey, that's as good as mine, because
they literally make his powers up as it goes along.
But they always have done that. They've done that shit for years, man. Yeah, when he fucking carried the bloody stupid astronauts away with like his ball sack or something around the fucking shuttle or whatever. He never had that fucking power.
And that fucking doctor with that weird ass outfit was like a ripoff of the Collector and shit.
Oh.
Like Collector 2.0 or something like that. He was just like, I was like, is he a doctor in today's world? Because is that nigga a part of the Shi'Tar Empire or something like that? Because this nigga's outfit is just like, yeah, so why would I do this or something? I was just like, really? And then Lex Luthor ended with giving that doctor the formula of making more Superman. The movie ended like it was going to be a sequel or some shit like that. And just like,
so much for that shit.
Yeah, nah, fuck this movie. The more I'm hearing about it, the more I just do not want to rewatch this shit at all.
Well, it says more than he's hearing about it.
I'm thinking like, maybe I should give it a chance and rewatch it because I didn't see it all. Nah, fuck that. Fuck that.
That's what I did. And I was like, yeah, I was good. I'll just fall asleep.
The thing is, you don't have to watch it, rewatch it over because it's just like, nothing going on. It's like literally nothing going on. It's a fucking it's an Adam Sandler movie. It's a vacation for
Superman. Oh, Jesus. Adam Sandler, Superman. Fucking hell, okay.
Yeah. It's Clark Kent's Adam Sandler. He takes his woman, his beautiful wife that you know he shouldn't have.
Nope.
To exotic locations.
So it's like the Ridiculous Six, but with Adam Sandler, Superman. Okay. I had to watch that too, Cody. Don't worry. It's fucking dreadful.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well, we all did. We'll be talking about that later.
Woo! Damn, that movie is racist. Woo!
I want to hear Sammy's review on that with the Indians.
I'd love to hear her fucking review on that.
Hey, she need to go watch that in Revenant then, because Revenant didn't do her no favors either. I was like, y'all some savage motherfuckers. Saw this Indian bite this dude's ear off and shit. I was like, whoa. They don't ask. They're the type that in that movie, they don't ask questions. They just attack.
That's fucked up.
God damn.
Yeah, she need to watch that shit.
Yeah, it's like shit, and the thing was, they just sticking arrows through niggas' necks and shit like that. They steal shit from you. At least did just rob his ass.
My God, Sammy's true life story. Shit.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
There you go.
She blessed the great woman Tanya. You know.
Ow.
Fly away, along with that bird I kicked last week. But anyway. So, Cody, what's your final thoughts of this film? I think you liked it a lot. So.
Yeah, I adored it, man. Like I said, there's not a whole lot interesting going on in this film. I don't know, is that sort of my bias for Superman himself as a character?
No, it just sucks, that's all.
Yeah, you're right, because I was looking forward to a good Superman story, man. I'm always for a good Superman story.
We're never getting one. Just deal with it.
I thought the animated series was cool.
Yeah, that's
I dug it. I was like, yeah, let's just do something like that. I'll be good, man. Do something like that. But no, everything after that has been some bullshit. So I was like, yeah, I guess Superman is a boring fucking character.
Yeah. he's not boring. You just haven't found the right story.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, in my opinion, that dude ain't shit without Batman. I'm sorry. He's just not. He's just a dull fucking Boy Scout character. He's more Boy Scout than fucking Captain America. Captain America's actually interesting to me.
He picks up a gun.
Yeah, there
he is. He's not pretty big of a gun.
Yeah. See, this movie, it really had nothing going for it, man. Like, we talked about the voice acting. That's
That's a given. The animation, that's pretty much a given. But what else you got other than that? That's just superficial shit. I want some story bits, something to keep me engaged.
You know I can't stand Justice League War, but even I can commend the voice acting is not terrible.
Yeah, Justice League War, that was a shitty fucking movie. That's one of the worst movies I've seen of all time.
Yeah,
but it kept me awake at least.
The voice acting, even in that shitty piece of fucking clobber fuck film, yeah, or whatever, the voice acting is just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Voice acting is always going to be fine in these movies. I've come to take it. Even though shitty ass Marvel movies.
Yeah, but this film, the story bits, I don't know if you had to read the comic in preparation for this fucking movie or what, because I was fucking lost. I think all of us were lost. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like you said, like.
Kind of convoluted in a way.
Yeah, convoluted. You had these characters popping out of nowhere. The whole Lois and the Clark Kent dynamic. Like, okay, I really don't know.
I think personally, you have to be a hardcore Superman fan to like this and appreciate it, because that's the only way you'll probably understand Lois and Superman. I've always thought Lois and Superman was just a terrible combination.
I don't give a fuck about Superman's, you know, other than the anime series, but like I said before. I got nothing else to say, really, man.
How did those Kryptonians get to Earth, by the way?
Walked.
They fly.
They couldn't fly at that point until they got to Earth.
I don't know. Spaceships that they discarded.
And they seem to have gotten used to their powers pretty quick than usual, huh?
Yeah, because after Krypton blew up, where do they
hold
off of that?
One big ass coincidence.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe Kryptonians can sense other Kryptonians.
Like I said, I'm not well-versed in Superman lore. I'm not the Superman guy, so I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm missing. Maybe the Superman fan on the website can let me know, because I don't fucking know.
But,
I have no
Superman
fan. Yeah, okay, well, there. as a movie in and unto itself, it's not good at all. It's not good. It's not well-written at all. It's just, there's nothing going for it. So I can't get anything higher than a fuck it, so...
I love when Cody gets fucking sick. It sounded like the most fucking streaming. Right? He's just like, well, I can't go any higher than a fuck it.
Yes. Oh, well, coming from the guy who fell asleep 3 times in this. Yeah, look. Okay. No, look. Okay. You just said, right, Superman is never good. In 80 years or whatever the fuck the character's been around, you have been boring for 80 years. It's time to fuck off and die permanently, Superman.
75th anniversary was a few years ago.
Yeah, so I'm going to go about 80, because I know he's a couple of years older than Batman, and Batman was 75, so...
That sounds all right.
At least Batman has had some great shit in his 75 years. Some bad, some good, but at least interesting. Superman is... This sums up him straight away. Fucking boredom, Boy Scout, fucking blue tight-wearing motherfucker. I do not care about your character. I don't care that you're about to fight. Even in the new Justice League movie, whatever the fuck, maybe I'm assuming, you're boring in that in the trailer. You're boring in this. Your character... I couldn't give a shit about his character. What? Yeah, exactly! Even in that one trailer, he's fucking boring. Like, what have you done? Like... Just standing in the background, is like, you know, Wonder Woman's all pumped and looking tough and ready to go. Batman's ready with his gun. He's just standing there, turning his head around, like, no idea what the fuck's going on. You are.
One positive I had about Man of Steel, I was like, I don't think Henry Cavill was bad as Superman. He just wasn't doing a lot to do. But then watching him deliver that one line, what have you done?
Oh, take that back. I think he's still a good choice. But Superman's just an uninteresting character. He fucking is. And every time you put him in something. And the only... this next one was meant to be Man of Steel 2. It got fucking hijacked because you threw the character that people wanted to see back. And that's Batman.
It's not hard to cast Superman. I mean, I can think of a lot of pretty white dudes that could play Superman, though.
Yeah, it's the character.
Yeah, John Hamm from Mad Men or whatever would make a good Superman. I would. Chris Evans would make a good Superman. That's a lot of... Yeah. I would even say...
Z would.
Yeah, you just get any fucking good-looking, like, leading man white dude or whatever. I was like, yeah, you put that cape on him, anybody can look like it, you know? Superman's not that hard to, as far as the look goes, not that hard to pull off.
No.
There's a lot of good-looking white guys in Hollywood that...
No more white. Idris Elba. Idris Elba should be Superman. It's time for a change. Too many white people have been Superman.
I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't mind seeing that, because I think... Superman, they're so boring for something
you got to do. I was gonna say, it would make it fucking interesting seeing Idris up there, I must say. But we're working too hard. I mean, you imagine that motherfucker works too hard.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Get your DJ ready,
yeah,
son.
Justice League, man.
Justice League, whatever. I don't know what's happening. You know, Superman, I think is the best Superman I've seen is that motherfucker from How It Should Have Ended, the one that caught the shot. That's the best Superman I've
seen. Oh, God, yeah. Superman and Batman and the Captain.
Justice
yeah.
and Full Price.
like movie just ends and then end up in a coffee shop. Yeah. And a coffee shop. Like, wow, that'd be crazy if that really happened. So I'd be like, wow, so see it. That'd be awesome if that happened, man.
It will, they'll never do that shit, though. They'll never do that shit.
If movie ends like that, it's a high scene, man. I don't know. Superman, like he says, he's a fucking terrible character.
He is. Like, the best. Okay, one of the best things I've ever seen for Superman is in the introduction to the. DC Universe Online game. Mm. Where he comes down. It's actually pretty cool. But that intro with him just coming down.
That intro is badass.
Yeah, and he's like fucking burning Lex with his eyes and shit and kills the Joker. It's fucking crazy seeing Superman like that. But they've never pushed the boundaries of the character in any of the live action or animated forms to really show that. And so, you know what? This movie, even though I should give it a chance because I haven't really seen it completely, but it is a full on fuck it at the moment because it just put me to sleep. So that has to be a fuck it.
I was going to say, yeah, you bring up a good point, even though, because you said the animation, none of that stuff ever brought into it. Even the Superman anime series, as good as that was, I don't even really think that even pushed the boundaries of Superman. I mean, that anime series of Batman was constantly pushing boundaries of Batman's character.
Easily.
And the Superman one was, it was always like, oh, honestly, you know, that show was kind of like a villain of the week.
Yeah.
Every week there was a new fucking villain on him. It was just like, oh, he's bigger than Batman and Superman. But then the ending would just turn out to the same. There was never a cliffhanger with that show as far as like the anime series, which shit, I rewatched that shit. I was like, that's always a fucking cliffhanger with this goddamn show. As far as Superman, it was just like evil shows up, gets beaten, comes back, beats him. That was pretty much that show. And I like that show a lot. I think it's probably the best Superman adaptation I've ever seen personally, but even that one still just it's very generic and simple as shit. But this one, the problem with this film is nothing really fucking going on. It's like, why the hell did this get made? I see nothing in here that why people like this so much. Like, once again, I really think you have to be a hardcore fan of Superman to actually like this because other than that, I personally, I don't know, you guys, I don't give a fuck about Lois and Clark Kent together.
Yeah, and that's my other thing, dude. The hardcore fans of Superman, what gravitates them towards Superman? What is it?
You know, earlier you said Team Captain America and Team Iron Man, whatever. Right. I see on Instagram all the time for Dawn of Justice, Team Superman. I'm just like,
okay. Why? Why?
Why? I don't get, like, as a character, like, even, like, it's funny because we've seen so many different takes on Superman now. Right. It's just like, I can't gravitate towards none of them.
No.
I mean, you know, with this live-action one, we got the dark and gritty one, but it's like, I like him.
Yeah, like, the most interesting thing I think they did was the fucking Injustice game. Where they had the alternate universe shit going on.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, they did that in one of the animated movies, which I'm sure we'll get to probably a little later, the Justice League film, where there was an alternate universe.
Yeah, he fucking killed the Joker, like Wayne was saying. I was like, oh, okay, shit, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, he killed Lois Lane.
Yeah, they should be killed. Yeah. He killed Lois Lane, so fuck him, he should die.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's funny because we think the same thing about Star Wars. games are probably the best one. But, I find nothing to gravitate towards Superman. And I wanted there to know is mainly because they pull his powers out of his ass. Whatever adaptation he's in, whether it's dark and gritty, funny live action, or anime or something like that, he always can overcome it by learning some new power out of fucking nowhere. And it's just like, well, he's just damn near indestructible then. So it's just like,
there's no consequences.
I mean, we see with, like you said earlier, Captain America, Winter Soldier, we see him get shot. I'm going to blow you up. I was like, oh, I guess he ain't invincible.
Oh, hell no.
I was like,
he's a dude. He's a strong dude.
Yeah, he's a strong dude. I was just like, damn, so if he gets shot, he's fucked. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, and you know, thinking of Captain America, you know, we see him in the first Avengers, he's not afraid to pick up a gun and shoot a motherfucker.
Nope, he'd kill him.
I mean, he doesn't have no boundaries or anything like that. Like, sure, he's this red, white, blue guy, whatever, stuff like that.
Yeah, he'll kill a motherfucker.
But if he has to fight the government, he will. Where Superman's complete opposite of what we saw in Dark Knight Returns, he don't give a fuck. He'll side with the government. He don't care if he's fighting other countries and shit like that or whatever, but I just find nothing to gravitate towards his character. I like nothing about him.
I agree.
Even when they do him dark, even I just still look at him as being like, whatever, I guess. So I just don't like the character in general. I think this movie's a fuck it. I hate this movie, actually. I think it's Actually, no, I tell you, that's a low fucking. I hate this movie.
Damn.
Damn.
Oh. Right on.
Yeah, I think it's probably up there with Man of Steel for me, to be honest. I fucking hate this movie. It's boring as shit. At least I understand what Man of Steel is trying to accomplish by setting up this universe, if you will. Or whatever. Yeah. What was this movie trying to accomplish?
A good sleeping tablet, apparently.
Oh, okay. So it's a Snuggie.
There you go. That worked.
All-Star Snuggie.
That worked out well.
Oh, well.
Why was it called All-Star anyway? What the fuck kind of star and what was he all there for? He wasn't starring in anything at the moment. Oh, really?
Tied to the NBA.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think the Eastern versus Western Conference finally. That's why. You say 80-year-old, I think the conference was just started at that time, so yeah.
Fuck suit, man.
Fuck him.
Well, Lane, it's your turn.
Oh. That it is. And, okay, what's the next live action one?
Punisher,
yeah, so,
Well, you pick some bullshit, I'm gonna fucking kill you, dude.
No, because this is a Marvel one, animated, which I don't think any of us have seen.
Bullshit.
Which is true. Which is true, but you know what? We don't know. This could be good, it could be bad, but I'm gonna go with the Avengers, Confidential, Black Widow, and the Punisher movie.
Wait, I don't know if you can hear, but listen to this episode. I whispered that to Cody right now. I said it's the Black Widow and Punisher one right now.
You actually picked that shit.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say that one, because as soon as you asked what is the next one or whatever, and the live action one, I was just like, yeah, he's going to go.
He's picking random shit.
Because we might as well like the Punisher boy. I want to see an animated film with him. There you go.
The thing about the Marvel ones is...
Oh, yeah, you don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
Either the Marvel ones are just like generic and whatever, or they're just terrible as fuck. I mean,
yes,
don't even fucking try. I don't want to see that shit.
That shit's been on Netflix for months now. Yeah. That shit came on Netflix when the DVD came out.
The best Marvel one I saw is that fucking Young Avengers shit. And that shit was generic.
I know, right? And one of the reasons why I like that is because, like, it's a what if story. Yeah. It's like, you know, what if stories always get passes because it's like. Maybe that could be interesting if that happens away.
God damn it.
I think the best Marvel we had was. Mine probably was that Hulk versus Thor, because Beta was the
show. Yeah.
No, I hate that one. I ain't gonna lie.
Actually, now, what is the best Marvel one we've done? That's a fucking good question.
Another one?
Yeah, it's good to say.
Even Marvel and stuff like that.
Man, they've all been shit, dude.
Yeah.
Man, they've all been shit.
I think the best one on Marvel, personally, is...
Damn, that'll be good.
Maybe the Avengers one, I don't know. I haven't watched that in a while. The one with Avengers 2, maybe one. Those are shit.
There's got to be some. Well, maybe you never know. This could be the first one that's actually turns out. You just never know.
That'd be a badass animated film. The best one is... that Iron Man Technovore, Rise of Technovore.
Oh, even that was fucked.
That Japanese animated one, or whatever.
What about the Wolverine Origin one? That was great.
Fuck you.
That one was fucking awful. Wolverine 3, people, go check that out.
Why?
What?
Let me get a third one.
Yeah, and wait for his appearance in Apocalypse. That'll be awesome. Can't wait. Jesus. Can't wait. I know Wayne's proud of his Aussie boy.
What? He's not Aussie.
Yeah,
he's Canadian.
Yeah. The actor.
Oh, the actor. Oh, the actor. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just associated with that shit.
Whatever, man. Aussie and Canada, y'all seem to run together at once in all
the time.
Yeah, it's similar. Two peas in a pod.
Yeah, plus you was born in Canada too, so it works.
I was not fucking born in that maple leaf, motherfucking leaf.
Well, you were there when you were like 2 or 3
years old. I was dragged there by slavery. I had no choice.
I heard the story with your father, so trust me.
Oh, yeah, that motherfucker tells all the secrets.
I should have known.
Yeah, you were 3 years old when you were taken to Canada.
I should have known.
You lived there for a year.
Sadly.
And he met Sammy, and then they started dragging the wolf at the age of 5. There you go.
I was worried she was going to scalp me, so we had to leave.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, people, what are we doing next time, man? What'd you say?
Avengers, Black Widow, and Punisher.
Yes.
God damn it, dude.
Yes, Punisher, my boy.
The Force. Yeah, right. Wait, God damn it, come on.
You just hey, you go and punish your Warzone, I'll go with my animated boy. So I don't even
care that shit.
That was
nothing alive.
I have seen Punisher Warzone. Fuck that shit.
Nothing.
That movie's a fucking already, alright? That's my review. Fuck that film. Why is Kylo Ren killing people in the background?
God, he just died. He stabbed himself. Well, I guess people, that's the... Wow, what a sad ending of the year for spoiling up.
All-star review with all-star bullshit. We've got to pick some good stuff.
That'd be something.
My next live action's good, I know that. You'll love that.
Batman Beyond Return of the Joker. Wayne wasn't on that one, but that was a good one.
Didn't we do Red Hood? Or did you do it on the right two then? Didn't we do Red Hood?
Yeah, we did Red Hood.
You guys did, yeah.
The first one we did was spoiling the movie, I think. Yeah, unfortunately. That's all. Yeah, it doesn't get any better than this, right? As I can tell.
No, we did like Phantasm and stuff like that.
No, that's true. Yeah.
I don't remember that song.
Okay, it was fucking a long time ago. It was a long time ago since we picked anything good.
Oh, okay. Well, this has been another edition of Spoiling the Movies, and I'm spoiling the most phenomenal one.
Yeah, Cody. Fuck this goddamn show.
I'm the all star Wayne.
I didn't
got up to a piss.
I'm playing with my life. Oh,
I was in
the
shit.
Alright, well, people, happy new year and fuck off.
Yeah. Later, you beautiful bastard.
Fucking
year.
You
only have one chance to save the world. My last adventure is about to begin.
You know what happens when you take on Lex Luthor? If I die, you die first!
Did you ever think that it would end like this?